Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you stumble upon a punk rock folder?
I did, yeah.
I heard the Dead Boys.
Hell yeah, I was throwing everything up there.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. And we are so excited for this next next thing. Before we get into it, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we will have an opportunity for you to donate and really help some money out to Metropolitan Ministries. We've been talking about it this morning, how we're doing Feed the Bay tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. It's the only real way for us to help them raise money. I believe a lot of the all the Cox stations and probably other media outlets around Tampa Bay are all getting together to help out, because this year has been a crap year for everybody. It's even crappier for the folks who rely on parties and other things to try and gather donations so that they can make the not only the holidays but every day good for the people of Tampa Bay who need the help. And this year, lower than ever because of COVID. So we are hoping to raise $200,000 tomorrow. And it simply starts with a $25 donation, or really whatever you could donate. But $25 will feed a family of four. And if you can scrounge that money together and you can squeeze it out this year, that can really go far. We've already had some great sponsors step up. Steve Hurley donated $5,000 this morning. He's also sponsoring the marathon telethon tomorrow. And Jeff Borum, Keller Williams threw in $1,000. We're going to continue to guilt the rest of the sponsors of this radio station and our rich friends to go ahead and throw some money out. And we really want to raise as much as we can so that, you know, it sucks to be poor and sucks to have to not know where your next meal is coming from or have to eat crappy food, but it's worse even around the holidays, especially now with the weather getting a little bit colder. All these things together, just, it's no good. And this community is great in coming together and helping each other out, and we hope to continue that and really kick it off for the holiday season tomorrow. So try your best. I wish we would have, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some way we could have made it a little bit more appetizing, but the truth is that it's a real serious situation, and if you care just about humanity alone, you'll try to do what you can to help out, and I know we can count on the people that listen to The Bone. So I'm not really worried about it, but I will remind you tomorrow so we can get that going starting at 6 a.m. Now, though, The opposite, our chance to poison the people of Tampa Bay with a little karaoke. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
It's Calta Karaoke.
Angels waiting. Wanna share my love with a warm-blooded lover.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah. That should be me buying you gifts. This is so wrong.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Is Calta Karaoke.
Yesterday on the show, we did the George Clooney $14 million cases, and who did he give them to?
Right.
Bob Murray was one of my cases.
Sure.
I gave him $1 million. I don't have it to give to him right now, but in return, he is giving $1,000 tomorrow to the Feed the Bay charity. So that's
very
another $1,000.
Nice.
So it hasn't even started, and we've already collected $7,000.
Right.
Thank you very much to Bob Murray. We could always count on him.
Very nice.
Now, as a reward, I will let Gio sing for you. This is Thanksgiving karaoke, songs about food with food in the title. And Gio, are you ready to go? Are you nervous about this?
No, I don't feel like singing today at all.
Yeah.
Do we go up on the stage, or are we just going in dry? How's this going this time?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have a stage here that's I mean, you could stand on the sofa if you'd like, if
no.
it would make you feel better.
Yeah, and we also don't have any effects for you either, so.
Oh, we're trying to echo or anything?
No.
Oh,
man. Good luck.
Do I have to look at you when I'm doing it?
I'm going to stare right in your eyes. I can assure you of that.
I feel like I want to just turn around. Hot. No. You can stand in the corner and do it?
Like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Gio, do you want to let us know the song that you're doing, or you want to just go right into it?
I think I'll just go right into it. I think it's a very recognizable song. I think it'll make sense almost instantly.
All right.
My way, real quick, is Spanish.
Yes.
They change things around now. How do I go live on Instagram?
We don't need that.
Yeah, we do. We so do. When you click on the little plus sign, that just gives you the opportunity to... And you click on it. Hold on.
It says here they took Instagram Live away because of election.
So if you...
Copyright.
Misinformation.
So if you click on the plus sign, click story, you go there, and then at the bottom you can slide over from story to live.
Yeah, bottom right.
She's a goddamn genius, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know why you asked Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I was literally 1 second behind her.
You didn't say
and
a word.
That's why I like to be is behind her always. Harmon, I love you. You're amazing.
Susie text me all the information.
All right.
Is everybody ready?
Instagram.com/TheMikeCalta Show. You can go watch it. You can go wherever you want.
That was on Bone TV.
Now, do we have a countdown, or we know where, like, you're all good there?
I'm just going to try and hit play on the video when Galvin like counts.
All right, well, I will start it, and I'll give you a 3-2-1 countdown. You ready? Here we go. 3-2-1.
Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun's look balls in the shade.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
I love that you needed the words.
Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Took a little nap with the roots all twist. Squish your rotten peach in my fist. Dreamed about you, woman. Poke my finger down inside. Make a little room for an ant to hide. Nature's candy in a can or a pie.
The close up. Yeah.
Everybody's loving it.
Come on, Gio.
Come on.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches are free. Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
What's the next line?
Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
What?
Look out. I think we get the point.
Yeah, there you go.
There's millions of peaches.
The Thank uncomfortable you. Job of kicking off karaoke first and live on Instagram with no effects on the voice and on Instagram no music. They're just hearing you sing. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Yes, thank you.
That makes it even more weird.
Fat loser
but don't worry
Instagram.
Now. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we welcome Starbucks
look
coffee.
At that.
Anybody want to guess what Gio's queer Starbucks drink is?
Some sort of cinnamon. He gets a coffee and puts a cinnamon broom in it.
Ooh, that actually sounds delicious.
It's like a caramel frappiato, macchiato, upside down, swirled.
No, it is. Hey, Amanda, did you see that Joey from Starbucks sent you over a cake pop for your birthday?
Yeah.
I left it out in the living room because we don't have a kitchen. Yeah, so if you want to go eat it, might be all melted down. But thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Get out of here before I have to sing. All right, I'm gonna shut this off. Who's next?
Spanish is up next, and Spanish, you sent me the one with the vocals on it, right?
I did. I sent you the vocal version.
All right. I don't know if you're playing the video as well. I can give you.
I'm not. I'm just going to try to go by the musical cue. So wish me luck.
All right. Here we go. Spanish in the food-related karaoke. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's a pumpkin cream cold brew.
Good Lord, how long does this take?
What?
You could have told me, start it, you know, 15 seconds.
There
you go.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair.
I know this one.
Working out at the gym to fit my underwear. Oakley makes the shades that transform a tool.
You're a tool.
You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool. I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I'll eat my candy with the pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gotta wear the clothes that you like. I'm fine and dandy with me inside. One look in the mirror and I'm tickled pink. I don't give a hoot about what you think. Likes to dance to a happy song. With a catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along. Timbaland knows the way to reach the top of the charts. Maybe if I work with him, I can perfect the art. I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I'll eat my candy with a pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna wear the clothes that you'd like. I'm fine and dandy with me inside. One look in the mirror and I'm tickled pink. I don't give a hoot about what you think. No, I don't care. 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 I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't gotta prove a thing to you. I'll eat my candy with my pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna wear the clothes that you like. I'm fine and dandy with the me inside. One look in the mirror and I'm tickled pink. I don't give a hoot about what you think.
There you go. Fade enough.
Oh, man. Have you heard that song before?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yes, I have. But it's hard when I can't play the YouTube, you know, karaoke video.
Why can't you?
Because I didn't know if it was going to be able to be synced up with Galvin, especially because he, moved ahead at the beginning and stuff. All right. Well, I guess you guys go now. Let's see everybody else's beautiful karaoke version. Yeah.
I am up next.
Do we need to take a break first?
If you would like to. No, I think we're... I think if we do me, and then we can come back
then
with...
the two champs?
Oh, yeah. All right. Absolutely.
And I can't wait to hear Carmen's.
I don't know. She's getting ready. She's putting on makeup. She's fixing her hair, tucking her shirt in and stuff. I don't know what's going on over here.
Sames.
I got to pump myself up.
She also was listening to it earlier, and she was dancing a little bit, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm excited about
what
this.
Else?
All right, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, Galvin.
All right, here we go. Dedicate one to the ladies. Yeah. Now, summertime, sit back, need something to keep you cool.
All right.
Summertime, sit back, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
Oh, my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got Bim Bam Banana, Dixie Cups, all flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Got Bim Bam Banana, Dixie Cups, all flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Killing it.
See now.
Through the solo, I gotta do my big finish.
Not a bad solo. Got with an air guitar.
That's right.
Here we go. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream. One time, boys. I'm your ice cream man. I'm your ice cream man. Baby. All my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
That guy clearly has listened to that song before.
I've heard that before, yes, a couple times.
Very good. All right, we've got two left. We've got, I wouldn't want to say the best, but the two most anticipated.
I'm just letting you know, follow that.
I went before you.
Mike, you
want to
go first?
I win on this one. all right, we still have two left. We have Carmen's and mine to bring it home. It is Thanksgiving karaoke. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll polish it off. It is the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.9-10 on the Mike Calta Show at 102.5 The Bone. I'm not going to give out the phone numbers because I'm not taking any phone calls, but you know how to reach us if you need to.
I have a feeling Carmen's going to have to do a lot of like dance moves and singing stuff. She's carb loading right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ordered breakfast. I'm starving.
She is trying to set a world record at eating that stuff. It's like a chainsaw in here.
I want to thank again. I want to thank the folks who've donated money to the Metropolitan Ministries and our big drive that we're doing tomorrow virtual. Steve Hurley with a $5,000 donation from Stingray Chevrolet. Jeff Borum and Team Borum, Keller Williams with $1,000. Bob Murray with $1,000. I've got a lot of people hitting me up wanting to know how they could donate. You can go to theboneonline.com. All the information is right there on the page. The link to the Metropolitan Ministries, 100% of the money that we collect goes straight to them. We are not trying to make any money off of anything. It's all going to them. And there are some. Just give me. Let me give you a quick breakdown before we get back into the karaoke. We are asking that people donate $25. That gives you what's called a box of hope. It's got food for a complete holiday meal for a family of four: turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce, canned vegetables, potatoes, dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix. For $40, you get 20 hot Thanksgiving meals for $60, 30 hot Thanksgiving meals, $100, 50, and $200, 100 hot Thanksgiving meals. So, you know, we'd be happy with any amount that you could donate. The $25 box of hope is where we're going to hope to get everybody started. And, again, we know that this is a hard time for everybody, but some people are in a better situation than others. And if you can take this time, this opportunity to help out, it's all we're asking for. So we'll really drill it home tomorrow. But thank you to the folks who have started it off so far. And for you people who haven't called us up to donate yet, and I'm talking about you rich bitches that we know and you business owners, we will guilt you. We will guilt you today and
we
tomorrow.
We will guilt you.
Love you all. You're all great and you're all supportive, but we know who the rich ones are and we're coming for you.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now let's get back into the karaoke where we have up next the carb-loaded, jaw-unhinged, super talent, the Britney Spears of the Mike Halter Show. Crazy Britney Spears.
Chris, Britney now.
Duh.
Yeah, can of Chris. Let's go to Carmen with her Thanksgiving karaoke. What do we got, Carmen?
It's Carmen, bitch. Here we go.
Ooh.
Yep.
You're up. You're ready to go.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Say the word. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day, say the word, I'm on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late, say the word, I'm on my way. Bonafide stallion. And if you're stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks, help me spend it.
Are you riding a bike?
It's unbelievable how she's like 15 seconds in, she was out of breath.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Peter Reddy.
Can't do this.
I hope you turn blue and pass out.
Say the word, I'm on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late, say the word, I'm on my way. Standing up, keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're in craving, no disguise. You never running low on supplies. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks, let me spend it. Light a match, get litty. That jet set, watch the sunset. Yeah, yeah. Rolling my eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
that's the most
Carmen.
Unsexy thing I've ever
Carmen,
heard.
Everybody.
Oh, my God. This is make your toes curl in the back of my head. Yeah, yeah, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy. What the hell is wrong with you?
I like how you said stallion. You said stallion.
That's how he said it.
I thought she was saying scallions.
At some point, I just wanted to go millions of peaches. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
That was peaches Justin for Bieber's free. Yummy, yummy, done by a dummy dummy.
Oh, my God.
How are you so out of breath? And do you know that song?
I'm sweating right now.
Oh, my God.
That's why I didn't do watermelon sugar, because I couldn't get it off. Watermelon sugar.
Listen, I practiced it in my car the whole way here today. I felt
Is that why you were late?
I felt like I nailed it. No, I was late for a different reason.
You want to go out in your car now?
Maybe. I feel like, I don't know, in my car, I sound way different, I swear.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, gobble, gobble.
Yummy, yummy.
I don't even know what that had to do with food other than the word yummy.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Food.
Okay.
Yummy.
That works. Yes. That works. Right. I just didn't know if there was Close something enough. I was missing.
Stallion.
I couldn't understand any. You ate a stallion?
I mean, they have horseball meatballs.
It's
horseball. Horseball meatballs.
Horseball meatballs.
You know, horseball.
You're a horseball meatball.
I've been bull testicles before, you know.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, you ready to bring it home?
Hell
I'm starting
yeah.
right where you said to start it.
Yep, and I would go with 3, 2, 1. You ready?
All right, here
three,
we go.
3, 2, 1. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Oh, Napoli, that's amore. When big a pizza pie, that's amore. Everybody. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. Stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Gracias. Gracias. All right, shut up. There you go. And I'm not even out of breath.
I'm still yummy, out of breath. Yummy.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You need to hit a treadmill.
I go to the gym like 3 times a week.
Well, you need to start actually exercising instead of just hanging out there.
Just taking pictures.
Ridiculous.
Carly goes to the gym 3 times a week and does photo shoots.
Yeah. No, I work out. I actually just do a lot of cardio.
No.
Oh, really?
I don't know what you think cardio is. It's not working.
Listen, it was because right before I ran down and up the stairs to get my breakfast, and then I was hurrying to eat.
Sorry, you had to run down to get food.
Well, I didn't want someone to steal it. When I got down there was 5 people in the lobby.
Oh.
Who was it?
It was people from, like, the second floor, which, by the way, I'm in a tattletale right now. None of them were wearing a mask, even though they're supposed to be.
Oh, no, Karen.
Second floor. I mean, I didn't tell them, but that's a Karen.
Just yell mask as you get on the elevator.
Right.
Just go, mask!
But I ran.
Mask.
Grabbed my food, ran back. So
listen to her.
I feel like
she's still out of breath.
Now I'm nervous.
Uh-huh.
And that increases my heart rate. Which
you're like
is
a little kid telling us what happened. And then I went downstairs. And then I had to go run. I run. And then none of them were wearing masks. I didn't want anybody to steal my breakfast. This is delicious. I had a carb load before I sang yummy.
When you have no air, when you're combing your hair, that's a car, man. I don't know. I just feel like singing.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood now.
Karaoke.
Here's what we should do next time. Every one of us, not like, you know, we'll have a Christmas one, but one time for karaoke, everybody should pick a song for karaoke. And then when Carmen picks the name out of the hat, we switch it up.
No.
What am I hearing? What are you guys watching TV?
It sounds like it.
No.
Can't be in here. Cable's off.
I hear you, Spanish.
No, it's not. I mean, I swear, I would
whatever,
tell you.
Whatever.
I would tell you. I swear to God, we don't have anything on.
By the look on Gio's face, I'm going to say it was Mike's TV. Yeah.
No. Anyway, we do the karaoke, and then we switch. Like, Carmen's like, all right, I'm going to sing Britney Spears, and then she pulls the name out of the hat, and it gets Mike, and I'm like, okay. And then you pull another name out, and it's like, Carmen, now I have to sing Carmen's song.
Oh.
Karaoke roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay.
Carmen.
Well, I guess you know what it's going to be. It's going to basically be like what I just did. Coming out of my,
No, because someone else will put effort into it.
But no, I'm saying like I don't really know Galvin's music, and Galvin doesn't really know my music. So it's like if you're not familiar with the song.
I've heard Yummy Yummy on this, like Mike playing it. Yeah. So I've heard like 30 seconds of it probably four times. I could still sing it better than you.
But what if we, okay, so what about this?
Yummy Yummy.
What if we do that, we pick the song on Monday, but we don't do the karaoke until Friday, so that way we have plenty of time to listen to it and kind of get familiar.
No, that takes away all the fun.
It has to be you know, popular song, which Yummy Yummy is very popular, whatever, that people should have heard. If they don't, they're going to lose and do terrible. So it's just pick it and go.
I'm just not musically inclined. I have no rhythm.
What are you inclined?
You're very inclined musically, Carmen.
Listen, I'm inclined at wine drinking and taking naps.
You're wine inclined?
I'm wine inclined.
I challenge you to a wine off? I'm a better napper.
You know, I'm pretty good napper.
You know, I give that one to Mike, too. Yeah, so basically I'm just wine. I got wine on me.
Speaking of nap, I know Galvin's a big fan of this woman. When I came to your house this morning, the guard gate.
Oh, is she napping?
Dude. I pull up, and she was sleeping, and I'm, like, standing outside the window.
I don't know her. She's the only one I don't know.
Yeah, she hates Galvin.
And oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And mean, by proxy, hates Gio, because apparently we're the same person.
Yeah, it's a little nappy nap before everybody's getting there.
I love all the guards here are super cool guys. There's two ladies that I know that are that they call me and they're like, you have over eight here. But the rest of them are all just dudes I see during the day, and they're all super cool to me. And, you know, I have no problem. And then every that one time where you guys had deal, and then it's the same one who didn't want to let my son in.
Oh, really?
She called me up, and she's like, he's not on the list. I go, well, I don't think he should be on the list. He lives here. And she's like, well, he didn't have ID. I go, well, he's 14. I don't know many 14-year-olds that have a driver's license. I don't know what you want from me.
I rolled up, and I noticed she was sleeping, so then I tried to back up to get a picture. Mm-hmm. And right then when I backed up, she like, deer in the headlights, look up.
That's so
you don't
fun.
Just lean on the horn?
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're video.
Wake her up.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen the video of the sandwich, the Subway lady falling asleep?
Oh my god!
On the guy's sandwich.
Yeah. Yes.
On
no,
the guy's
while
sandwich.
She's cooking? While she's
yeah,
making
while
sandwich?
She's making the sandwich, Joe, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay.
And you can put it up. It is unbelievable. While she is making the guy's sandwich, she literally falls asleep on his sandwich.
Yeah.
No.
Not like near his sandwich or anything like that. Literally on his sandwich. She just goes down slow. I don't know whether she's on heroin or, you know, just has nine jobs or what the deal is, but it is unbelievable.
That's so funny. My favorite thing that I'm watching so far is, oh my God, Gio showing it to me right now. Oh, she's on drugs.
Oh, gee, I got
you don't just fall asleep like that, right?
Maybe she's
right.
Got,
that's what I'm
know,
saying.
Yeah.
Kids and three jobs.
Face
yeah, maybe
not while you're mid, yeah. not while you're mid doing a physical activity. You don't just fall asleep. Like I've dozed off during commercials here, but not while we're talking.
Her hat goes into the guy's meat.
Uh-huh.
There was a time where I think I've talked about this when I was at Q105 with AW, and we did football picks. And the Sunday night, Pete had two girls from Chicago. His old friend, his girlfriend and her friend from Chicago came in. And we picked them up from the airport and we went out on a Sunday night. And then we went back to Pete's house when Pete lived in Largo. And I just ended up staying up all night and going straight to work. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we were going over football picks. And I was so tired. I'd been up 24 hours. I couldn't add. I couldn't pick him. And AW, poor AW, he goes, Jesus Christ, kid. Just add the numbers. I'm trying. I was so out of it. I'm surprised that guy didn't kill me, man. Because I knew that show was going nowhere, so I just didn't care about it. I had to just put in my year, and I was late every day, and I stayed out late at night, and it just didn't matter back then. That guy must have been like, this guy's a jerk off. We literally had our 1 year anniversary, then we got fired the week after that.
Oh, really? Happy
what?
Anniversary.
Yeah, they had like a big anniversary party, and I went into the boss, and I was like, are we really doing this? And they're like, yeah, why? And I go, because we're not going to be on next week. And he was like, yeah, nobody knows that, though, and this place already paid for an anniversary party, so we're going out. I was like, all right, whatever. No, radio's so stupid.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we have to take a break.
Yeah.
Get some spots in, then we come back. It's 9:27 now. Do we have the double going?
I'm not sure. Probably. Are we going to put a poll? Are we going to put the stuff up online and people can vote or no? Can we not do that?
No.
I mean, Does it really? Did we really? I mean, we had one good one.
Obviously, Carmen's would be the winner.
Right.
Yeah, that was by far the best.
You guys want me to do it again?
I'm going
to
rank them. I'll rank them right now, and you tell me if you disagree.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Galvin was first.
Disagree.
Disagree.
Galvin was first, Carmen was worst, and everybody else in between.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Galvin,
I would flip it, but
I'll say Galvin, me, Gio, Spanish, Carmen.
No way.
And by yeah. the way, that's not giving me a close second.
Right.
That's giving me a close second, third, fourth.
Totally disagree.
What would you say?
Well, how would you rank?
I would obviously find Galvin. Great job. You did great. And then I would say probably Gio, me, Mike, Carmen. Actually, I would put Carmen above you, Mike, because I feel like you kind of, you know, you took a real easy one there.
Wow.
I took a real easy one. Her song said yummy, yummy, yummy. And his song said millions of peaches, peaches for free.
And it, you're right. I'm so sorry.
I had to sing in a different goddamn language.
I apologize. I
sang a 70-year-old song in a different language, and I took the easy way out, you son of a bitch.
You're right. I apologize.
Hello, Dizzy? Can you be here tomorrow?
Also, she had to say 50-50, and I don't think she ever said it to the right cadence through the whole entire song.
That's how it said. 50-50.
She said stallion.
Stallion.
You know what?
I'm
putting you above Spanish, Carmen.
Thank you.
I'm gonna retabulate my vote. Galvin, me, Gio, Carmen, jerks.
Spanish, don't let this retort influence your decision. I was clearly second.
When the moon hits your eye,
millions of peaches.
Time to say goodbye.
Dedicate
to
one to the ladies. Sometimes sit back and need something to keep you cool.
This is as good as most of our karaoke was. All of us singing on top of each other.
Hey guys,
you know what? Next time we do karaoke, that's what we should do.
Everybody at the same time.
Melting.
You know what we should do next time we do karaoke? They should hook you up and give you an EKG while you're doing. This is your new stress test. You actually have to do karaoke. Well, they
We should do karaoke, and you have to do it on a treadmill.
Basically, what I did.
Yep.
Eight. You have to have it set at 8.
Oh my god. Uphill.
No, that's the cardio that I do.
No, it's not. Yes. I have proof of that.
Oh, listen, this is what I do. I swear to God, when I go to the gym, I walk on the treadmill for a mile, and I do it at an incline, the highest incline that I can go, at 2.5.
Yeah, but that's after a Gershie burger.
Yeah.
While she's eating a Gershie burger.
Yes.
Oh, man, Carmen. I worry about you. Why? I used to worry about Gio. Now I think you're the one first. Your ticker is going to fade out first.
I eat salad.
Yeah, you could eat it all day.
Yeah.
But the truth is you can't breathe.
So I have one burger occasionally.
Yeah. What's on your salad? Cheese, ranch dressing, croutons.
No. I do olive oil and vinegar for my salad dressing normally. Sometimes a little feta, because feta is okay for you.
Is there any way after this you can tell us about your cat?
Maybe some dreams.
Yummy, 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 salad, Karen.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Let's take a break and let Carmen catch her breath.
Oh, my God. It reminded me when Josue and Galvin played basketball. Spanish, seriously, we need you back in the studio on Monday.
Okay.
Because there's that defibrillator in the break room. Someone needs to learn how to put it on Carmen when she goes down.
Claire.
Jesus, dude.
I feel so much healthier now.
Seriously, Gio. I tell you,
Gio's like, I was thinking about peaches, and I did not run out of breath at all.
That's right.
I feel good.
I was just excited. I was thinking about the food that I just ate, and I'm going to eat, and how yummy it's going to be. And then the singing, I get nervous. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We all went through the same thing. I literally was eating right before I sang.
Yeah.
I had a little bit.
You didn't have to run up and down the stairs for it. Your wife brought it to you.
Yeah.
Boom. What? I can't have my Uber driver deliver it to the studio.
You know, we also have elevators, stupid.
Those take longer. I didn't want to be late. Stupid.
And she wanted to get her cardio in.
Yeah.
You just saved it for the song. All right. Girl, you are a dummy, dummy, dummy.
Now she's choking.
Oh, good. Great. Good.
Claire.
Good. If she dies in the studio, we're just going to be like, "Just, Your Honor, I'd like to submit this as evidence A, Carmen singing karaoke."
Yeah. Clearly, there was a pre-existing condition.
Yeah. Yeah. You better hope you don't get COVID.
Oh. I already had it, bitch.
Hey, I don't want to get into this whole wormhole of a thing. Oh, I just got to ask a question. I didn't buy into this Chrissy Teigen pizza child rape thing that everybody's talking about. But yesterday I started looking at some of it, and I think I'm going to need some answers, though. What? Right. Why is she doing? Why is she deleted 28,000 tweets? Can somebody give me the real answer to that?
I can ask her. She follows me.
I know. She probably thinks you're a kid.
Oh. I am adorable.
So I heard the whole story, and I know about the whole Wayfair thing, and you know, supposedly all these elite people and all these celebrities can't stop banging kids long enough. I don't know, but that's the whole code. Pizza has to do with that, and they all have little symbols, and the symbols on the Pope, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like the most ridiculous thing in the world. But I do want to know why she deleted 28,000 tweets and how she did that in one day, and what do those tweets mean? Yeah. When she said she's going to get arrested for eating pizza, and that she likes looking at the midsection of little kids. Anybody know about that?
I don't.
No. I know that she deleted a bunch of tweets, and I know that it was about Pizzagate, whatever, but I thought it was just because she talks about food a lot, and she was like, I'm sick of people commenting on this stuff, so I'm just going to take them down, but I didn't know.
And also, can you prove that those were her tweets? Because, I mean, you've seen the memes and stuff where it says Donald Trump. And
right.
Well, I know, but she did dump 28,000 tweets.
Oh, yeah.
That you could see.
But what were they?
And why? And, you know, like, I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't believe the conspiracy deal, but I do want to know what really is going on.
What's really going on?
As Gavin used to say, yeah.
Are you familiar with Isaac Cappy?
There we go, right on the Reddit. No, I do not know Mr. Cappy.
Oh, man. I don't even know if you want me to tell you about Mr. Cappy.
Please. That's why I'm asking.
So Mr. Cappy was, they were calling him a whistleblower.
Do you want to talk about it after?
Cappy. All right, do we have to take a break? Can you tell me when we come back?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. It's a Mike Calda show.
We'll
Spanish.
About it.
Spanish gets us to the bottom of Teigen.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.